Great. Okay, well, this was Saturday, June the 29th, and we've just seen an exciting game between Pro Stars were hosting Scrisapi, one of the only undefeated team in the league until tonight. And so I have head coach Danny Costa of Pro Stars, and I thought the first question I'll ask him is what are his your thoughts on tonight's game.
Yeah, I mean, it was a hard week of practice. We knew we were coming up against a Goliath in Scrisapi, top of the table team, and we know we're in a battle to stay up in the premiership. So we had a great week of practice. The boys committed. We worked really hard. We came in with a game plan, a little more of a defensive style, and try and catch them on a counter. I think that worked. It worked. You saw it. It showed, and we got on them early. It was the plan to get on them early, and the boys came together, and they executed the game plan to a T, the way we practiced it, to be honest with you, yeah.
And how about that blocked or stopped penalty kick? Was that something that really gives the team a boost?
Oh, yes,
there?
Yes. I mean, like, we score the first goal, and we're up on a high, and you can see the penalty, and, like, it kind of brings the team down. And then, you know, like, it's the highs and lows of football. Then you go to your keeper have a big stop like that, and it just picks the team up even more, right? And then we got the second goal. You can see based off that intensity and that excitement, right? So, yeah. No.
So, and now tonight was the first game in the second half of your season, and you're, tonight helped pick you up, but to avoid relegation, there's those teams trying to avoid relegation, those teams trying to get to first place because there's no playoffs this year.
Yeah.
And so what do you, like, put towards the second half of the season? Is the middle of the pack
goal you know what? No, the goal is we're aiming to go above the middle of the pack, right?
Yes.
We had a couple games ago, we started a good run. We beat Sigma, we beat Guelph, and then we played Guelph back-to-back, and it was one of those games. Guelph got a red card, and it just finding the consistency within the team. We're playing a very young team. If you look at the names and on our lineup and ages, it's a very young team. So it's finding the balance and the consistency from those young guys. And I mean, this is what you're going to get with young players and stuff. We have a couple veterans, but you get the young guys, and it's finding that consistency, right? And I think today you saw against one of the best teams in the past couple years, Scrisapi, right? Like, the team stepped up, young guys, older guys, like, gave it all and left it all on the field. Yeah. So we're really happy with that.
Yeah, this year is so strange. Like, I was reading that game, like a horror story of the game that you lost after going up with a red card, and those guys scored into a hurricane. The goalie scored.
Yeah, it was a comedy of errors. And this is football, though. The ball's round. Any given time, any given day, any team can win. It's all about, to me, heart, working hard, intensity, and stuff like that. And that day, they got the better of us. But like today, you can see the boys again. Like I said, we had a great week of training. We had a great week of training, and they showed it on the field today.
Now, your team plays, the home games are split between Mattamy Center, which is, nice, but it's field turf, and this beautiful Victoria Park, which is grass, but then can be affected, again, by the weather. Yeah. And there were guys slipping on, parents were calling, oh, there's a pothole there or something.
Yeah.
But, I mean, both teams have got to run on this stuff. But do you have a preference, or can you prepare for a game that you know, well, this is going to be grass, maybe it'll rain, what can we do?
Yeah, I mean, we prefer the grass just because, to be honest with you, we've sustained a lot of injuries with the turf, like turf and stuff. So we, for the safety of our players, we prefer the grass. Unfortunately, we're at the mercy of the city and stuff. And, like, sometimes there's days, like, where we can't get the grass, and the only option is shifting to turf. But for us, we would prefer to play on grass. Like, the game you see in Euros and stuff, it's played on grass. This is what football's meant to be played on, right? So, I mean, we prefer it for the safety of our players.
Okay.
So
that's
what we see. Unfortunately, we had a big rainstorm, and you know, this is football. I tell my players, be prepared, have the right equipment and stuff like that, and you won't be slipping and sliding. But football's played on grass. This is the beautiful game. It's played on grass, right? So we prefer grass.
Well, maybe the city, maybe it's good there's no playoffs, because the city always closed this place down on Labor Day.
Yeah, exactly.
See, my old joke about Brampton for the teams that were here before, the maintenance trucks all say, Brampton, the garden city, you know.
Yeah.
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. And just looking forward, as the team, as the goal is always, some teams are scholarship and that, but Pro Stars with Joseph Camilotti as the owner, founder, and so on, he's always been able to push players onto Europe, getting the tryouts and that. Is that still going on?
It's more based off... Joseph was an integral part back in the days, doing that with the older days type thing. But now it's kind of based out of between myself and Gabriel Pop. I'm part of the technical staff, and Gabriel Pop as well. So we're looking in other areas in Europe. So we got players in Germany. I think if you look at the U20 national team that just played in Chile, there was 5 Pro Star players on there.
Nice.
5 Pro Star players. So, I mean, the aim is always to send boys there, but we're also looking to help those boys looking for the scholarships and stuff like that. And actually, one of our players just signed a letter, committed to University of Kentucky. We have numerous players that are all over the place, Canada and U.S., playing in schools, right? So obviously, it's finding the balance. We have the best of both worlds, I think.
And great.
Like I said, like 5 Pro Star players, like it's unheard of having 5 players on a U20 national team that are can push up to the first team.
Okay,
for 2026,
nice.
Right?
And of course, I've got to say a big thank you over the years for bringing Markian Wojtaszewski.
Yeah.
Who I'll, if I say that enough times, I'll get it right. York United, of course, a follower. So watching him, that blonde guy running back and forth.
Yeah, he's
nice.
A great player. Great player.
Yeah, nice.
Hard worker. We actually, to this day, we'll get to the training pitch, and it's funny, and you see Marky there with a bag of balls by himself working on his craft. And, I mean, that's the standards that we try to install in our players and stuff like that. It's not what you do with the team. It's what you do on your own as well. So it's putting in hard work, and it'll pay off, right, in the end.
All right, great. Yeah. Well, thanks for this great interview. I remember last year you were, you see, Pro Stars were dropping, but it was the 2 years that helped you out. And of course, we got to say that the Skrzypce coach used to be 2 years ago, and then last year they had a guy and they bombed, and you just made it
the last weekend
and survived in the top 12. So I wondered how you do, and you're I think middle of the pack, especially with a good game like today. So thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate you.